بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا صدق الله العظيم. میرے بھائی دوست اور بزرگوں, I got two روایت, one روایت in ابو داؤد شریف. امام ابو داود رحمت اللہ علیہ, he was born 202 and امام ابو داود رحمت اللہ علیہ passed away 275 and امام ابو داود رحمت اللہ علیہ he wrote one کتاب سنن ابی داود. Our shortcut, we can say Abu Dawood Sharif. And Imam Abu Dawood Rahmatullahi Alayhi, on this kitab from half million ahadith, Imam Abu Dawood Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned 4,800 ahadith on this kitab. In Kitab al-Salat, chapter of Salat, Imam Abu Dawood Rahmatullahi Alayhi bring one chapter and name and heading of this chapter Babun Dunuwul Imam Indal Maw'izate. Dunuwul Imam Indal Maw'izate. And what is the meaning Dunuwul Imam Indal Maw'izate? MashaAllah, your masjid environment is very, very good. Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala accept also. Before bayan start, Alhamdulillah, summa Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, most of people came near the member also and near the lecturer also, for muqarrir also. Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi bring this chapter Dunuwul Imam indal Maw'izate. When any program took his place, then Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi say these also one of article the people come near to Imam or near to member. And thereafter Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi Samura bin Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned riwayat of also Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And what is the riwayat and narration of Samura bin Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? And Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اُحْزُرُوا الزِّكْرَ وَأُدْنُ مِنَ الْإِمَامِ وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَزَالُ يَتَبَاعَدُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِنْ دَخَلَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Samura bin Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala no give three advice from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say Uhzuru al-zikra. What is the meaning here of zikra? Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahab Saharanpuri Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he mentioned al-zikra in Bazlul Majhoor. Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned Khalil Ahmad Sahab al-zikra al-muradu bihi khutbat al-jum'ah. But Maulana say that is al-i'tibaru bi'umum al-lafzi la li-khusus al-mawrade. That is the meaning, any dini program any lecture program, we try to come and sit next to member. That is number one. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day after day, sometime man going far and far and far, and when he is going far and far and far, program of dini program, then sometime became far from Jannat also. That is number one hadith. This is Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi mentioned. Number two, this Maulana Sahab, Imam Sahab, he told me this name of this masjid, Masjid Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So suppose to I got in my mind one riwayat from Sunan Bayhaqi. And in Sunan Bayhaqi one riwayat, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This riwayat I just try to mention, if the time enough, one, two point about Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu also. First I try to explain narration of Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I check in Tahzib, Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad, Sahabiyum min al-Ansar. Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from Ansari Sahaba, from Medina Munawwara. And in Sunan Bayhaqi. But from Sunan Bayhaqi, Imam Sahib Mishkat rahmatullahi alayhi, he brought in Mishkat Sharif also second volume. So two reference, in Sunan Bayhaqi also and in Mishkat Sharif also. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What is the lengthy narration for Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, تَوَزَّعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَرَّةً. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make wuzu. And that time wuzu facility not like our time. Sometime I say just joke also, in some masajid, mashallah, very advanced step. If you need water, just start making dua. Make hand like this. Same time your dua is accepted. And water is coming. No taklif also turn anything. Just make. Oh Allah, give water. MashaAllah, you mustajabud da'wat. Same time your dua is accepted and water start is coming. But that time, time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the small bucket, our small lota, take out water from well and put some small bucket and start making wuzu. Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Al-Bidaya bin Nihaya. Volume number 9. Habib Imaduddin ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi. And Habib Imaduddin ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi. He was the student of Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi. And Allama ibn Qayyim, he was the student for Allama ibn Taymiyyah. Allama ibn Taymiyyah passed away 728. Allama ibn Qayyim passed away 751. And Hafiz Imaduddin ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi passed away 774. Hafiz Imaduddin ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi, in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah volume number 9, he mentioned 9 name of Sahaba-e-Kiram. 9 Sahaba-e-Kiram, 9 Sahabi different, they got different khidmat for Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody asked Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what khidmat you got? Then Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, every day tahajjud time I give water of wuzu to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tahajjud time he also wake up and give it water. Anyway, Abdul Rahman ibn Qurad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wuzu is over. When wuzu is over, then many sahaba-e-kiram are around and surround, and they start checking water is left inside or no. The few sahaba-e-kiram check, mashallah, little but water inside of bucket. After Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wuzu is finished. Then all the sahaba-e-kiram start fighting. Kadu ay yaqtatilu ala wuzuhi. One sahabi say, whatever water is left, give it me. I want to use. Another sahabi came, he say, I want to use. Another sahabi came, I want to use. Little water, and many sahaba-e-kiram say, he say, I need. That is the water. When Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wuzu is over, and sahaba-e-kiram fight. But in Bukhari Sharif, very lengthy narration, Hazrat Urwa bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became ambassador from people of Makkah and kuffar of Makkah to talk with Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudaybiyah time, and Urwa bin Masood when he came, and Araun and Sarawan, many sahaba-e-kiram, but Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and suddenly nose running start. And Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to clean his nose with some waslab, some cloth, some rumal, some tissue. When Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to clean nose, then sahaba-e-kiram came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, why you clean your nose? You don't use any tissue. You don't use any rumal also, and any piece of cloth also." And they put down their mubarak hand. And O Nabi of Allah, clean your nose. All the water is coming from your nose. That is for us very good lotion. We can use like cream. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا تَنَخَّمَ نَخَامَةً إِلَّا وَقَعَدْ بِهِ كَفِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَدَرَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ وَإِذَا أَمَرَهُمْ ابْتَدَرُوا أَمْرَهُ وَإِذَا تَوَزَّعَ كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى مَا يُحِدُّونَ إِلَيْهِ النَّظَرَ تَعْزِيمًا لَهُ عُرْوَى بِن مَسْعُودِ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, that time not Muslim. He never accepted Iman also. He became ambassador from people of Makkah. And when he go back, then informed to him. And he say, I get many time chance. I went to Kisra also, and Qaisar also, and they also got many people around and surround. But they people never give respect. His king also, like companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give the respect to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, sahaba-e-kiram start fight. But Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got one very good quality. Not excited very quickly. We are like petrol and matches. If something is come out, that side is petrol and our side is matches, big fire is coming out. But Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never excited also, never lose hope also, and very softly, Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ma yahmilukum ala haza? Why you people do it like this? That is normal water, bhai. I make wuzu and whatever, leave is okay. But why you people fighting? Then sahaba-e-kiram give answer. O Nabi of Allah, Hubbullahi wa Rasulihi. Because we got love and muhabbat, but you also, and what Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala also. That's why we don't want to wasting water left after you are making wuzu. We want to use. Ma ya'milukum ala haza. Then sahaba-e-kiram give answer, Hubbullahi wa rasulihi. Nabi's miracle all the time, he changed thinking of people. Our time is not enough. I try to finish, inshallah. before 12:45, because Maulana Hafizullah say, if you want to come next time over masjid, then finish bayan 12:45. If you go one single minute over, that is first and last bayan. So I say, no, no, bhai, I want to come again also, is darban. Inshallah, I finish upon the time. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَا يَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَىٰ هَذَا حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. There, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba-e Kiram, until you people get water after I making wuzu, until now is dunya is okay. But when I am passed away, then from where you bring this water? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, you few people like, I also make muhabbat with you, and Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala also make muhabbat with you. You people like this one? He say, yes, O Nabi of Allah, why not? We also try make muhabbat with Allah ta'ala and Allah the Rasul, and Allah the Rasul also make muhabbat with us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, you won by muhabbat. He say, yes. And muhabbat and love from Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. He say, yes, O Nabi of Allah, why not? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, bhai, this water is not necessary. But I tell you three things. If you bring in your life three qualities, if use my water or not use, but if you bring three qualities in your life, then Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala also make muhabbat, and I also make muhabbat. Then Sahaba-e-Kiram say, what is the three qualities? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, number one, فَلْيَصْدُكَ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. That is the important. When you talk, don't lie one single time also. All the time. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Ulama-e-Kiram mention الصَّادِقِينَ أَلِفْ لَام. And Alif Lam is five type. But I said, don't worry, I never take your imtihan. Okay, which is the five type of Alif Lam? That is the Zakariya, not Masjid Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. But I explain. Ulama-e-Kiram say, what is the As-Sadiqeen Alif Lam? You say, Alif Lam is Alif Lam Ahdi. And what is the meaning Alif Lam Ahdi? You became truthful like about three Sahaba Allah Ta'ala mentioned and taught. And who's the three Sahaba? Ka'ab ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Murara ibn Rabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They all three Sahaba never took part battle of Tabuk. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why you people never joined with me? Very, very lengthy journey to Tabuk. All the Sahaba-e-Kiram mentioned, no, never try to say any lie. But what is the real story? Ka'ab ibn Malik also mentioned, Hazrat Hilal also and Murara also. Allah Ta'ala say, you became like Ka'ab ibn Malik and Murara ibn Rabi and Hazrat Hilal radiyallahu ta'ala. So that is number one. فَلْيَصْدُقْ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. When we talk all the time, we say true. The very famous kitab, the three great person one gathering, Sulaiman bin Yasar, great tabi'i. And what the great tabi'i from Fuqaha-i Sab'a also. And Imam ibn Shihab Zuhri. And on daytime, Khalifa in Damascus, Hisham bin Abdul Malik. When Hisham bin Abdul Malik came to Makkah Mukarramah to make some Umrah and Hajj, and suddenly they all three get together. Imam ibn Shihab Zuhri also, and Sulaiman bin Yasar also, and Hisham bin Abdul Malik also. Imam ibn Shihab Zuhri Ramatullah alayhi, he was born 50 after the Hijrah. And passed away 124 after the Hijrah, that is Imam ibn Shihab Zuhri. Then Hisham bin Abdul Malik say, Imam, I got one question, man. Can you give me answer? He said, yes. What question? Then Hisham bin Abdul Malik recited this ayat kareema, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِلِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِلِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ فَلَا تَحْسَبُوهُ and they until. Hisham bin Abdul Malik asked Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri about which person Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala talking on this ayat kareema. Then Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri told Sulaiman bin Yasar, you give answer. He said, no, no, you give answer. Then Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri said, that is the big munafiq in Medina Munawwara. He bring all the problem against of Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala na Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. That is my answer. Then Hisham bin Abdul Malik said, no, 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 kazabta. You try to saying lie. Hisham say like this. When Hisham say, Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri, you try to say lie. Then Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri say, what he say? Ana wal kizbu. Ana wal kizbu. Myself and lying. La yajtami'ani abada. La yajtami'ani abada. And what he say? My whole life, I never say one time lie. How can about Quran I say lie? And day after he say, saying lie is haram. Everybody knows. But he say, launada munadin. If some people make aylan, from today saying lie is halal, he say, until I never say lie. That is Imam Ibn Shihab Zuhri. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say number one, فَلْيَصْدُكَ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. When we talk, then we say true. Now I bring one story and day after talk is finished. The olden time and mentioning مَاذَا خَسِرَ الْعَالَمْ بِإِنْحِطَاطِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Abu Hasan Ali al-Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned about Mufti Ilahi Baksh Kandalvi Rahmatullahi Alayh. He said, olden days in British time, they between Muslim and non-Muslim one problem. Muslims say there is an empty land belong to Muslim and we want to build masjid here. Another side, non-Muslims say, no, belong to us and we want to build something else. And that time, judge also, British judge. He said, bhai, I read both side file. Your file also, and your file also, but very difficult for me to take last decision. So much confusion. But I know one person, and every day I see him in masjid, after a study, read Quran and Majid very, very loudly, just call this person. If what he say is last decision. And judge is called Mufti Ilahi Baksh Kandalvi. When Mufti Ilahi Baksh Kandalvi is came, then all Muslims get happy. Say, mashallah, now problem sorted out. Because Maulana is our Maulana. But Mufti Sahib say, I am Maulana for you also, but first Maulana for Allah, not for you. And judge start asking, that is problem between empty land, what you say, that it belong to Muslim, or non-Muslim. Mufti Sahib say, alhamdulillah, more than 50 years I am stay on this town. And they, all the Muslim people say, not right, this property not for Muslim people, not, but non-Muslim people. Then judge write down decision. By this property going to non-Muslim people, not for Muslim people. His story is over. But Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Abu Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi wrote kalimatun zahabiyyatun, golden word. Unhone kya likha kitab mein? He wrote on his kitab, today when he take last decision, Muslim is lost but Islam is win. Muslim is lost but Islam is win. Everything is over. The owner of this property, the non-Muslim. But when Mufti Elahi Bakhsh Kandarbi Rahmatullah Alayhi says through, then he came to Mufti Sahib and he said, take this property and build his masjid. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alaykum bis sidq fa inna sidq yahdi ilal birri. Fa inna sidq yahdi ilal birri. So that is the first advice. What say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whatever water left, my wuzu is finished. To use this water, that is not necessary. But what is the necessary? فَلْيَسْدُكْ الْحَدِيثَ إِذَا حَدَّثَ. When you talk, then say truly, and don't say one time also lie. That is number one advice. And what is the number two and number three? When I come next time, then number two also, and number three also. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى.